At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You guys ever run into that person that just doesn't stop talking?
Yeah, it's...
You know, they just ramble on no matter how many cues that you give them?
Yep.
What if I told you that there's a way to get out of that conversation?
The Men's Room Top
Violence.
10.
Violence.
Pretty much.
The Men's Room Top 10.
A gentleman's guide to getting out of a conversation in 10 or more ways. This one's a surefire winner. When old Gary comes by, you know he's got nothing good to say. He just wants to talk about Gary stuff. Like how he built a glass cabinet so he could display his collection of taxidermied chipmunks. So here's what you do when old I wear my pants too high around my waist, highlighting my egg-shaped torso, Gary takes a stroll in your direction. You take a big gulp of whatever beverage you have nearby. Then you fake a choking fit. You spit up all over his sensible elastic-waisted dookie brown polyester chinos. Not today, Satan.
Thank you, BD. So these are the 10 gentlemanly ways to exit a conversation without just telling him to shut up. You've got the classic party bail. You know, you're at the party setting and you got that guy that just, he's bending your ear a little too doggone much. They say use an excuse that sounds social and non-confrontational. If you're solo, just finish your drink and say that you're heading to get a refill. Nobody argues with the drink. If you're with somebody, give
them
the classic.
I'll go with you.
I got to go find my wife.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right?
Yep.
Just a quick little deflection of, oh, hey, wait a minute.
Is that her right there?
Oh, there she is.
Yeah. Show talker, too. At a certain point, we came to watch this band.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Let's just watch the band.
Let's just watch the damn band. The human hot potato. It says to pass him off. Introduce the chatterbox to somebody else. Hey, have you met Jerry?
I've done that before many times.
And make this your exit. It's a little shady, but it's effective in emergencies.
I just go to the bathroom.
Ah, that works.
Man, I got a... Ooh, man, that just came on quick. I'll be back.
That'd be your classic party, man.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
And they can't follow you. As you said, with the refill,
exactly.
I'll go get one with you.
Yeah.
They ain't following you to the bathroom
That's
unless
correct.
They're weird.
I'll hold it for you, man.
Right? And then you feel like you got to duck that person the rest of the time. Because it feels like they're like a meerkat just waiting for you to come back.
They do. They start scanning the room for you.
They do, man. 10 gentlemanly ways to exit a conversation.
You stand there, you turn around like, oh,
How did you get back here?
Hey, man, to pick up where we left off.
Yeah. Like, I was not waiting for the end of that conversation, bro. Don't pick back up.
You hit him with the past tense hint. Put the convo in the past tense. So glad we met. Really great chat we had there.
Yeah. Oh.
This gentle shift signals that it's
hopefully
time to
we'll
wrap
see
things
each
up.
Other again.
Right. Hey, I'll see you around, man. Have fun.
Yeah. It's like when you're on the phone with somebody and you've hit your third. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And they just keep going. Like, this is clearly me ending this conversation. Why do you... Unless it's important, like, oh, hey, I forgot to mention. Could you...
Correct.
Mm-hmm. If you just want to keep talking, we need to find another time, because I don't have any anymore.
Yeah.
I have run out of time for you.
I don't want to talk about the same thing every time.
No. You're just bellyaching about the same three things.
Right.
It's always the same conversation.
Right.
There's only so much, you're right, that I can dole out your way before I just want to tell you to shut up.
And you have to know I'm lying when I say that. Right? Yeah, you're right, man.
We were here last week. The silent game. They say to let the talker run out of steam. So with proud parents or oversharers, ask to see more photos or keep agreeing with you must be so proud. You're not rude. You're just playing the psychological chess. Yes, please, keep going.
I've tried. Some of them don't.
They just don't run out of steam.
No.
They're just so damn proud to say to say the same sentence in 9 different ways.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing how they can reform that sentence. Like, we get it.
Uh-huh.
You figured it out.
To me, it's the equivalent of, like, sitting in a meeting.
Yeah.
Like, there's information to give, but by the end of the meeting, I'm thinking, okay, you said 4 sentences of information. But it took an hour and a half to do this because you keep saying the same crap over and but like you said, just different words in different ways.
Exactly.
Like, bro, we get it, man.
I literally start counting. They will be up there. They will have a PowerPoint presentation. It has the bullet points of everything you're about to say.
So we already know.
And I will sit there and I will see how many times they can say that same bullet point.
Right.
And it's impressive.
It is.
Like, it doesn't have to be a half hour.
Are you getting paid by the word? What are we doing?
Right. This isn't one of your school exams where it's got to be 1,000 words here.
And don't confuse the look on our face for being confused. It's boredom.
Yes.
Which a lot of times look very similar.
The professional pivot. At work, use your calendar or fake a meeting like a shield. Say, I'm in the middle of something and bounce. Nobody argues with productivity. The problem is that they know we're lying. Yeah. Hey, I've got a meeting I got to go get into. No, you don't. I make all your meetings.
Right, exactly.
Sorry, Ryan. So, yeah. My bad, Mike. I'm out. I got a meeting to do. Hold it down.
That's right. Oh, Lordy. The swift exit. Walk away like it's normal. Says, got an insufferable neighbor? Just end the conversation with, appreciate it, talk to you later. And walk away mid-sentence. They probably don't even notice.
Bam.
Yeah.
I did hang up on someone once. And then maybe I talked to him. I don't know. Maybe it's the next day or they call back later. I was, oh, dude, my phone went dead. It did not. They wouldn't shut up. So, like, click. Made it easy.
The last place I lived, I had a neighbor. He was a very nice guy. I called him the male Snow White because he just fed every animal that was in the neighborhood. He had raccoons back there. Deer that were back there and birds. It attracted doggone skunks. He kept those raccoons.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Without saying it out loud, without having, you know, a bowl that said Fido, he was keeping those doggone raccoons because he'd come out at like 9 o'clock at night when it was dark out and he would throw out bread. And it was attracting skunks and it sprayed my damn dog. But the guy, he was a nice dude. He really was. And he would bend my ear with the same stories every time. And it would just keep going. I couldn't stop it. I had to walk away. Right. I had to fake like I had something in the oven. Like, I got to go inside, dude.
I'm cooking. It's right. Midnight. No, I know.
Right. Why is your lawnmower out? You know, you're cooking something inside? Yeah, and now you've just burned up all my time.
Yeah, it's probably burnt. Yeah. You were nice about that. Don't feed the raccoons.
Yes.
Right, what are you doing? You're spraying my dog!
Right, especially right then the skunks. Like, I know it seems cool to you, but like, this is bad.
It is. Do you smell that? Yeah, that's because of you. It's living under my shed!
And the raccoons are pretty handy.
Yeah.
They don't struggle.
My cousins have the same issue. Is their outdoor beer garden area. People sometimes kind of leave food, or when they're leaving, just kind of toss it over. There's a skunk.
Oh, no.
And like clockwork, every night around 8 or something, he comes out and sprays that whole
dog
fence.
Oh,
and tree.
Are you serious?
Dog, yeah. Gone it. That doesn't go away for weeks.
No, it's
no,
awful.
You could, and because you're just sitting there, and they're like, oh, there he is. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
But damn. Same, right? It's like
they
it's
can't
like,
trap him or take him someplace. I guess you don't want to put him in a truck or something.
Call Pet Solutions.
I offer.
Yeah, I was like, I know a solution for
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah, a couple more high noons, a couple shots of JMO. I'll sit out here all night.
Oh no, it's just DC being DC.
Hit him with a tranquilizer dart, right? Dart in your neck. Let him pass out. Put him in a cat box that you take to the vet with your cat,
and send him to someone you
just
hate.
Go and drive as far as you can and dump him in the woods.
Right.
Slap in the face and walk away.
Slap in the face.
So walk, wake up.
10 gentlemanly ways to exit a conversation without telling them to shut up. They say the polite shutdown with salespeople or pushy networkers. Be firm but respectful. Thanks, but I'm just not interested. Maintain eye contact so they know that it's final. I did get drawn outside at one point to somebody who was a door-to-door sales. They were trying to do, I believe, security, and I was renting at the time. I wasn't about to buy something for this.
Right.
And so I listened to her spiel for a good 2-3 minutes, and I said, hey, listen, I respect your hustle. I respect what you're saying out there. I'm renting. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to politely decline this, but good work. And I shook their hand, and I went right back inside.
I did it a couple weeks ago, or not a couple weeks ago, but people on the street.
Yep.
Want you to sign something. The guy goes, it's for sick children. You don't care about the sick children? And I just went, I don't.
No.
No, I just was like, not right now, dude. No. Right. Like, I'm going to get lunch.
I did.
Yeah. I care about Hungry Ted right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I dodged one on the street here not terribly long ago. I was going in to get smoothies, and they were camped outside there. And he was starting to get me on my way inside. You know, he gave me a polite little compliment on my way in. I was like, I know you're gonna mm-hmm. hit me back on the way out. I waited until I saw somebody else walking in there, and then I bolted. I heard him calling after me, but I just, I'm not listening. I'm not paying attention.
What I've gotten good at now is certain stores, as soon as you walk in, a salesperson is just attached to you.
Yes.
Right? And I will not say where the place was, but I told this guy straight up. I said, brother, do not follow me around the store. I do not like people hassling me when I'm trying to make a decision about what I'm going to buy. That said, I know that you are commissioned. Tell me your name, and when I go up to the register, I will say that you help. And he was like, deal. Because that's why you're here.
Right.
I, I do not follow me around. That drives me up. Right.
I got called yesterday. They were handing out free Glacier water from Mount Shasta.
Nice.
At the QFC. I was a little hungover. I could use water. And then I was like looking at the sushi next to her. And she was like, in a word, can you describe how it tastes?
Oh, go,
she was very nice. Yeah. I just
tastes like water, man.
I go, clean. Oh, yes. Some people said this or that. But then I had to go backfire again and just duck my head. Like, refreshing.
The universal excuse, your phone. In an Uber or at the urinal, fake a call. Text distraction. Even a pretend alarm. Your phone is your force field. Use it liberally.
I have done that before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, crap. Sorry, dude. I got to
text. There you go, man. And then I'll leave you with this last gentlemanly way of exiting a conversation, but actually they wrap the article up here by turning it back in on yourself. The self-check. Don't be that guy. If you're worried that you're the one that people want to escape, watch for signs like fast nodding, lack of eye contact, body language, pointing to the door. If you see it, wrap it up.
Yep.
Watch their eyes. You will see the glaze when it comes over. When it does, kill it.
Yeah, you're done.
Just shut it down. Even as far as just to say, so there's that.
Yeah, that's the proper way to do it.
And you're done. Just be done.